Again, settling our posture and adjusting our motivation with an awareness that we are surrounded by all the sentient beings who are relying on us. We are the designated practitioners for them. Even if we don't feel ready, we have the ability now to profoundly help ourselves and others. But we can't as ordinary people. We need the help of the three jewels of refuge. So, calling to mind the incredible resource of the refuge field in the space in front with Shakyamuni Buddha in the middle, and in front, directly in front, your root guru. And from the depths of our heart, taking refuge for the benefit of every single living being without exception. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret Manchu Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret Manchu Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret Manchu Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. So, first, recalling the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering. Usually, an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but I've also been breaking my Paramoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I'd swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, we generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So, above the crown of your head, or if it's more comfortable in the space in front of you, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Vajrasattva is white with one head and two arms. He's seated, legs crossed in the adamantine posture. With his right hand, he holds a scepter or a doji at his heart, with his left, a bell at his hip. Most of his hair is tied up in a three-tier hair knot surmounted by a precious jewel. He has a hair between his eyebrows that curls clockwise. He is adorned with the eight precious ornaments associated with the perfect enjoyment body of an awakened being. A golden crown inlaid with five wish-fulfilling gems, a pair of gold earrings, armlets, bracelets, and anklets, a necklace extending to his chest and another extending to his waist, and around his waist a golden belt or girdle hung with strings of pearls. He is draped in five silken garments, a half-length shirt with short sleeves across his shoulders. Draped over his crown and hanging down to below his ears, a pair of multicolored silk strips. Dangling down his back, beautiful silk tassels. And on the lower part of his body, a five-colored silken garment. He's handsome and smiles peacefully. His consort, Dorji Nima, is also white and embraces her lord with her hands crossed behind his neck. She holds in her right hand a curved Vajra blade and in her left a white skull cup filled with blood. She is naked, her two legs in the lotus position encircle her lord, touching behind his back. The white lotus beneath Vajrasattva signifies that his mind stream is uncontaminated by the faults of cyclic existence, just as a lotus rises unpolluted from the mire of a swamp. Moreover, just as creatures are afflicted by the heat of the sun and soothed by the coolness of moonlight, so this lunar disc relieves sentient beings from the pain arising from emotional afflictions and misery. Vajrasattva's body is white, symbolizing complete purity. He has one face because his mind is single-pointed and he sees all phenomena as being of one taste within the expanse of emptiness. The five jewels on his crown stand for the five wisdoms. His hair arranged in a top knot surmounted by a jewel indicates that he is the all-pervading lord of both cyclic existence and nirvana, the state beyond sorrow. His right arm stands for conventional truth and his left for ultimate truth. The Dorji in his right hand symbolizes method, great bliss or eternal delight. The bell in his left hand stands for the wisdom of intelligent awareness, the penetrative insight into emptiness. And thus his two arms indicate the indivisibility of method and wisdom. His eight ornaments indicate that in tantric practice, all objects of desire are brought into the path and ornament the yogi having insight into emptiness. And the silken garments symbolize the four ways of gathering disciples or the four kinds of bodhisattva activity. Vajrasattva has no inherent existence, no substantiality. Vajrasattva is like a reflection in a mirror. When you look at a mirror, you see yourself, yet if you investigate the reflection, you find that it contains none of the elements of a real person. In the same way, the visualized image of a deity is empty of inherent existence, yet you cannot say it does not exist. It appears before your mind's eye, just as all phenomena appear, but has no nature of its own, just as all phenomena have no self-existent characteristics. So think, Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify us and all others. And in this way, transform your mind into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations on the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karma, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra, you, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, bodhicitta, according to your pledge, samaya, Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So for the purification, because of our the strength of our refuge and our bodhicitta, brilliant light radiates from the mantra rosary in hum. It purifies all negativities and obscurations of ourselves and all sentient beings. From the hum, a stream of blissful white amrita energy begins to flow down through the crown of your head, through your central channel, and this stream of transcendental wisdom, wisdom energy fills your whole body, destroying all negativities and defilements of body, speech, and mind. And as we recite for the downward purification, then feel that all of the negativities, especially associated with actions, unskillful actions of the body, physical activities, are washed from you like sludge from a drain pipe and exit through all the lower parts of your body, especially any illnesses and causes of illness. Vajrasattva samaya manopalaya vajrasattva teno patita drido me bhava sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava anarato me bhava sava siddhi me prayasa sava kama sutame chitam triam kuru om ha 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 ho bhagavan sava tata kata vajrama me mocha vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahoim pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsu Tame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chidam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Feel your whole body radiant, clear, clean, clear, sparkling like crystal. You feel incredibly blissful. And for the second purification, the upward purification, this time the blissful Amrita nectar energy fills your clean, clear body, slowly from the tips of your toes up through your body, filled with the nectar. And as this swirling, blissful energy fills your body, all the negativities, especially associated with speech, are forced to the top. All of that swirling wind energy of the speech cannot exist in the wisdom nectar of Vajrasattva's light. It is forced upwards and leaves through all the upper parts of your body, like oil and dirt leaves a container when it's continuously filled with water. Now the water is clear and all the dirt is forced upwards. So feel that all of the negative subtle energy of speech, all of the unskillful speech from now, this life and all previous rebirths, all the causes of that negativity are completely purified. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya, Vajrasattva Teno Patita, Drido Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Tsutame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim, Ha 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 Hoi, Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajrama Me Mudra, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sapa Ahoim Pe. Oi Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Oya Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Oi Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Chiam Guru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Oi Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Oi Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. Your whole being feeling blissful, energized, completely clear. And for the third method of purification, the instantaneous purification, continuous flashes of light from Vajrasattva, father, mother, flash down through the crown of your head illuminating in one instant your entire nervous system, all your chakras, channels, completely illuminated in that light, and all of the darkness of your mental energy just disappears. Doesn't go anywhere, doesn't go somewhere else. In that brilliance, that blissful brilliance, the negative energy dissolves, disappears into emptiness. Your whole being is illuminated. And especially all the negativities associated with the mind, especially with the ignorant grasping, are instantaneously purified. So again and again, the blissful light flashing down through your crown chakra. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoem Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoem Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anarato Me Bhava, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Sutame, Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoem, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavan, Sava Tata Gata, Vajrama Me Mocha, Vajra Bhava Maha, Samaya, Sava Ahoem Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoem Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoem Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoem Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoem Pe Feel your whole being illuminated, your mind crystal clear and blissful. From the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. Generate strong faith that they have been completely purified. Just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. Feel how different you now feel. This becomes your new reality. And then our promise to Vajrasattva. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, so moved, their minds delighted with your practice, that they melt into light, and this light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. So contemplate in emptiness. There is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, looking at all phenomena as empty, not existing from their own side. And then your blissful mind, realizing emptiness, can dedicate the merits of this practice. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real, but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real, but is empty, and lead all sentient beings, who appear to be real, but are totally empty, to that enlightenment, which appears to be real, but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real, but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes. Never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of the highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realized things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I might perform good works. And then the long life prayers for our holy guru, so for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable, venerable guru, to you I make request. And for all of our precious gurus, may my venerable Lama's life be firm, their white divine actions spread in 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.